yeah, I would suppose that many, 200-some you said there. Holy, yeah, I would think it would. I guess it would there, Rob. You're doing a great job. Great job. Okay, so they got a little bit of a stuffed shirt on 160 there. Come back when you got a signal type of attitude. Okay, then, you know, I don't need to associate myself with those type of people. I just stay in a region that I'm comfortable with. Yeah, I think the 706 has those Lionel programmed everything in there. Was that 30 meters, 60 meters? I got to go back again and look. I got to tune around. He's got a lot of stuff in memory on this, and it's just, golly, I'm just using this for a time to get comfortable with it before I bring out the IC7300 and hook it up. I was initially going to use the old hybrid like what Alan has, the FT-101 Jesus, in case something just kind of goes south on me. But this is a very reliable antenna I have up there. It's well over 50 years old, and that doggone IMAX. Okay, you know, people have good luck, some people have good luck. They don't have good luck. It's a flip of the coin. But you know, you get this old fiberglass housing with a little rod of wire, copper wire in there. What is it, maybe 18 gauge, if even that? Where the circumference of an all metal antenna seems to get out much better. I may be wrong in this. I'm sure that's up for a great debate. But I've always had proven results with this penetrator. When I was talking to Alan, I had that FTDX-400 on, that big 500-watt inputter tube set from Yaesu. That was sweet, yeah. But I didn't try it with the IMAX, as far as I remember. I'm not getting good response. I even, those tuning rings, I did that too, you know, and OSWR, blah, blah, blah. It just doesn't seem to click. When I put this thing up, oh yeah, it gets time proven. It still works for me, so I may just up and donate that IMAX to somebody that. Now I know it can go in. Alan was briefing me on. I might want to hang on to it because this will go areas that my penetrator is limited on the frequencies. So maybe this summer I'm gonna just maybe knock it around. It's underneath the carport out there, taped up and. The connector's taped up, the SO239 is taped up, so I ain't going to worry about you know, something getting corrosion in there. But I do know I have to wear gloves because that stuff, that fiberglass, man, it's starting to, you know, it's starting to disintegrate. Now I know why I heard guys years and years ago take a big roll of tape and black tape and tape up the outer portion to stop that sheathing from splintering coming off there. I never did. Maybe it's not too late to do it, but it's like, heck with it. I just wear gloves.